Good morning. It's March 12th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a landmark move, China, the United States, and the European Union have pledged to tackle the challenges of artificial intelligence together, focusing on the risks posed by advanced AI technologies like ChatGPT. This commitment comes at a critical time, as tensions rise over semiconductor markets, technical standards, data flows, and algorithm disclosure, threatening to shake the very foundations of international trade and geopolitics. The heart of the issue lies in the global semiconductor markets, where the conflict between China and the United States is setting precarious precedents in international trade law. This conflict is not only leading to reduced trade levels, but also exacerbating geopolitical tensions. Furthermore, the battle for dominance and technical standards sees China challenging the established might of U.S. and European officials and firms. Data flows are another battleground, with the United States moving away from its previous advocacy for free global data transfers. In contrast, China and India are pushing for data localization, imposing stricter controls on cross-border data flows. This divergence adds complexity to an already fragmented legal landscape around AI. The proposed EU AI Act, demanding transparency in AI algorithms, starkly contrasts with the US's less consistent stance. This lack of consensus on AI governance highlights the challenges in establishing a unified legal framework. Without global cooperation, the unchecked development of AI technologies could become tools of geopolitical conflict, threatening national security and undermining democratic values. The commitment by China, the US, and the EU to address these AI challenges is a significant step forward. However, the emerging conflicts and competition underscore the urgent need for a comprehensive global effort to regulate AI, preventing the potential dangers from becoming a reality. In a striking showcase of market strength, Oracle Corporation not only shattered analysts' expectations with its third-quarter earnings, but also demonstrated the burgeoning demand for AI and cloud technologies. Let's dive into the numbers and the story behind them. Oracle reported a robust third-quarter revenue of $13.3 billion and net income of $2.4 billion, surpassing analysts' forecasts. This financial success translated into a significant surge in the stock market, with Oracle's shares jumping over 13% in after-hours trading to reach $129. CEO Safra Catz attributed this impressive performance largely to the high demand for Oracle's Gen 2 AI infrastructure. Notably, cloud services now generate 75% of the company's total revenue, marking a pivotal shift in Oracle's business model towards cloud computing. The cloud infrastructure segment, in particular, saw a remarkable 53% growth. In a bold move to further capitalize on the AI boom, Oracle announced plans to build the world's largest AI data center in the United States. This strategic expansion underscores Oracle's commitment to leading the AI and cloud technology space. With the company's stock value increasing by 34% over the past year, it's clear that the market is confident in Oracle's trajectory amidst the growing adoption of AI and cloud technologies in enterprise settings. In an era where the truth is already hard to pin down, a new player enters the arena, making the distinction between fact and fiction even more elusive. AI-generated fake news websites like Ireland Top News are at the forefront of this troubling trend, crafting stories that are indistinguishable from real news and spreading them across the globe. These sites, leveraging advanced AI tools, produce content in multiple languages, targeting a wide audience on social media, and creating a facade of credibility that's hard to question at first glance. The sophistication of these websites is not just a technical marvel, it's a major challenge for society. By mimicking the look and feel of trustworthy news sources, they disseminate false narratives with ease, reaching millions and sowing confusion. This phenomenon is not just about spreading lies, it's about undermining the very fabric of our information ecosystem, influencing policy decisions and eroding trust in traditional media outlets. The underlying mechanics of these AI-generated sites rely heavily on programmatic advertising for revenue, a model that presents a significant hurdle for regulatory efforts. This financial backbone enables them to operate with a degree of impunity, complicating the task of governments and regulatory bodies attempting to curb their influence. As we look toward the year 2024 elections, the shadow of AI-driven misinformation looms large. The potential for these fake news websites to sway public opinion and impact the integrity of electoral processes is a concern that cannot be overlooked. The blend of AI sophistication with the intent to deceive marks a pivotal point in our ongoing struggle to discern truth in the digital age. In the quest for safer and more efficient autonomous driving, the ability to accurately detect and recognize objects, big or small, has taken a giant leap forward. Thanks to cutting-edge research, detecting everything from cars to pedestrians is becoming more precise, without sacrificing speed. Let's dive into how this is becoming possible. The backbone of this progress lies in the advancements across sensor devices, computing, and deep learning technologies. These advancements have been crucial in enhancing the detection of key targets crucial for autonomous driving. The introduction of a dynamic sparse voxel transformer block marks a significant step forward. This innovation allows for more effective extraction of global features and long-distance feature information, leading to enhanced detection accuracy, as demonstrated in evaluations using the KITTI benchmark. The results? Improved detection of cars, bicycles, and pedestrians achieved without compromising detection speed. Another study introduces a novel method that strikes an impressive balance between accuracy and efficiency in detecting small objects. This method not only showcases significant improvements in the detection of pedestrians and cyclists, but also maintains an advantage in detection speed. These breakthroughs are not just about making autonomous driving safer, they signify a broader impact. The advancements in computer vision and optical technologies are paving the way for the development of new vision sensors. These sensors hold the potential to revolutionize a wide range of fields beyond autonomous driving, marking a significant milestone in the application of deep learning and sensor technologies. In a groundbreaking study, researchers have uncovered a troubling trend. Large language models, LLMs, from tech giants like OpenAI, Meta, and Google, are exhibiting covert racial biases against African Americans. This discovery raises serious questions about the fairness and impartiality of AI systems that are increasingly becoming part of our daily lives. The study employed a technique known as matched gaze probing to assess the behavior of five different LLMs. The results were startling, showing a consistent bias where these models associated African American dialects with lower prestige jobs, criminal convictions, and even harsher sentences, all without explicit mentions of race. This indicates a deep-seated bias embedded within the AI models themselves. Efforts to mitigate these biases, including safety training and human feedback, have unfortunately fallen short. In some cases, these attempts were found to be counterproductive, further entrenching the biases instead of eliminating them. This revelation comes on the heels of other reports, such as one involving OpenAI's GPT-3.5, which demonstrated a bias against African American names in the context of hiring. The implications of these findings are profound. The authors of the study express concern over the potential harm these biases could inflict on African Americans, especially in critical areas like business and legal proceedings. The persistence of racial bias in AI underscores the urgent need for more effective solutions and research to address and mitigate these issues before they cause real-world harm. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.